Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's already the 11th day. The 11th day of December 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I'm going through 40, 50, 60. I didn't count them all up. I was trying to watch them all last night. They're excellent. I've been watching them the last few weeks as they come in. All the different radio and TV ads that were submitted to truthnews.us for our $3,100 in prizes that will be going out to the first, second, and third place winners. And I'm giving myself some extra time to try to judge all this. I've got Kurt Nemo judging it. I've got Aaron Dykes judging it. I'm judging it. And I've just got them independently bringing me three or four of the best ones they think. And then I'll basically look at all of them myself and take into consideration what they think is the most effective. And then I'm going to, with them, pick a winner and then write up a little blurb about why we think it's the winner for first place, 1 minute, 60-second TV ad, second place, 60-second TV ad, and third place, 60-second TV ad. And then there's one prize, $500, for the best radio ad. And we have gotten quite a few submissions, and they're excellent, and we cut off the cutoff date for it last night for submissions. But you can go over to truthnews.us and look at all of those and hopefully spread them around, because the whole goal of this is in the build-up to the money bomb coming up on the 16th. That's now just 5 days away. That is this Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to try to raise at least $6 million on the Money Bomb Day. By the way, I've got to get around to telling all my website webmasters, go ahead and put Big Tea Party 2007 links. We've already had a lot of stories and links up there, but big fat links will be going up in the next few days at the top of the page as we try to do our part in getting the word out about the Money Bomb to get massive attention to Congressman Ron Paul going into the primaries. Really, on average, quadruple the amount of press we get versus even how much money comes in. That is, the amount of press we get dwarfs the amount of ads, radio, TV ads, print ads that Congressman Ron Paul's campaign will be able to even buy. So it's a win-win. He's raised, come up on $11.5 million. I haven't looked in a few days. Right now, their goal for the quarter was $12 million, and they're going to make that, barring an asteroid hitting the Earth or something, or World War III breaking out. But imagine if it got international coverage, one of the top stories for an entire week, got him on Jay Leno, every other major TV program you can imagine, and his poll numbers, by the way, doubled when that happened, when they heard what he had to say. Imagine if we raised $6 million instead of $4.2 million in one day. And Vegas is saying that it's, 3-1 odds right now in favor of Ron Paul winning, by winning the goal of $6 million. So that said, we'll be announcing by Thursday noon on this radio show. I might even judge it and announce it earlier, but I'm giving myself till Wednesday, Thursday at noon do that so I can really vet all of these great entries. But all of you win by entering the contest because these videos go viral. Many of them go viral, and then it's just that much more power in the punch of the Liberty Movement with Ron Paul at the head of it. Okay, I haven't even gotten into the cornucopia of vital news and information, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We will cover it all after this quick break. Strap yourselves in. This is going to be a powerful broadcast we've got lined up for you today. I'm Alex Jones.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. Don't forget, we send the transmission out free every day to everybody that subscribes to the free podcast of the full 3 hours. You can go to Infowars.com, Infowars.com, or PrisonPlanet.com, and just click on the podcast, and then just click subscribe, and it will automatically send out the 3 hours to you each and every day to your MP3, your computer, your iPod, your iPhone. Listen how you want, when you want, where you want. And that's the great thing about it, is that you can also share it with others and create an archive of it. We also restream the show 21 hours a day. When we go off at 2 p.m. Central, then 3 hours is re-aired back-to-back until the next day when I go back on air live. Okay, here is just some of the news today. New Jersey nears mandated preschool flu shots. Now they want to make the babies take the flu shots. Incidentally, New Jersey has the highest incidence of inoculation in the country. I had seen that number from the feds before. It also has the highest number of autistic children in the country, and they're doing the same propaganda piece they always push. Oh, it's the law. You've got to take it. You've got to take it if your child is in any preschool. So, see, now it's not just enough to lie and say it's the law, you have to take it when you're in first grade through 12th grade. or you've got to take shots to be in college. All lies. There is no law. Totally made up. We've proven that. We've had state officials and federal officials on who are pushing it, saying you have to. And then we go, but wait, there's no law. And they say, well, yes, you're right, but we mandate it. And then we kick you out of school if you don't. And then we say you're truant, and then criminal charges kick in. And so this mass hoax continues unabated against the people. By the way, along this line, this actually came out Sunday about New Jersey, quote, mandating, saying you have to take them. Total lie. And I had remembered over the years all the research I'd done, all the research I'd run into, all the literally hundreds and hundreds, I've lost count, of mainstream news articles where the UN goes into an African country, a Middle Eastern country, a Central Asian country, a Southeast Asian, a North Asian country, a Latin American country, a European country, a Western country, the United States, and where they give them polio shots, smallpox shots, MMR shots, measles, mumps, rubella, and everybody starts dropping dead or getting polio or getting smallpox and dying. And BBC reports where they found in Nigeria that they gave thousands of children shots. They all got a virulent strain of AIDS, and then they went and did medical checkups and found that none of the children had ever had sex, and they never had blood transfusions, and their parents didn't have it. And the BBC said, oh, they must have been, the clinics run by the UN must have been reusing the same needles. No, my friends. We've got cases where one hospital in 1 year gives 400 children, or half the children plus that came through the one hospital, get virulent AIDS. Not the stuff here in the U.S. It's bioweapon. They got a watered-down version here. There's multiple strains. But stuff that kills you real fast. And then you get the numbers about how blacks are many times more likely to contract AIDS, despite the fact that whites can even have, in controlled studies, more sexual partners who even have HIV and they don't get it. Because it's a race-specific bioweapon. Whites can get it, but it's very, very hard, and generally from a blood transfusion. The point is, where there's smoke, there's fire. And you add into this equation the fact that some African countries have 45%+ AIDS infection. 45%+ in multiple countries. The average African nation has more than 20% infection. The problem is, I printed off like 300 pages of government documents, media reports, just this weekend, and then I look at the stack, and I'm just like, how do I even warn the people? How do you even explain to them? But it's real simple. We have a government, a global government, a global technocracy that through treaties from the U.S. to China, from Italy to Mexico, from Chile to South Africa, that has a unified health service, global standards. And this very people running this global system openly say they want to reduce world population forcibly by 80%. They talk about using war, engineered war, famine, pathogens. This goes back to the 50s. Back to the 40s, in the food, in the water, in the vaccines, and then voila, magically hundreds of millions of die, hundreds of millions, I guess now total billions get sick and die from all of this. It's going on right out in front of everybody. This is what Endgame covers. Let me ask you a question. If you had a neighbor that had nerve gassed U.S. troops and killed them, if you had a neighbor that had radiated 4,000-plus U.S. foster children and murdered them, if you had a neighbor that had sprayed biological weapons in the San Francisco harbor, in the New York subways, and all over the nation, 13,000-plus above-ground tests of lethal pathogens, would you trust them to run your country, to run your government? Well, that's who runs the country. That's who runs the government. That's who runs the world. They've been caught tens of thousands of times. You literally, it's endless. You could never even, most of it's declassified. You in your life couldn't read it all. I mean, each operation is hundreds of pages. It's all public. And by all public, the thousands of things we know about. Heaven knows, only knows what's really going on, just how big it is, just how massive it is. I was talking to Dr. Stan Monteith on his syndicated show last weekend, and he put out some numbers, and I went and Googled them, and I'd forgotten them. I've literally forgotten more than most people will ever learn. It's so frustrating. And I checked his numbers. It was actually worse than what he was saying. In 1920, they had good statistical analysis and numbers. Guess how many people died of cancer in the 1920s? One in 33 people would die of cancer. In 2006, the latest numbers we have, guess how many people will die of cancer? One in three, and if the graph continues, it will be one and a half out of three. Within 5 years, within 10 years, it will be two out of three. I mean, folks, that's compared to car wrecks, heart attacks, drownings, murders, shootings, stabbings, strokes. It's already one in three from one in 33 80 years ago. I mean, this is incredible. And we need doctors and statisticians and scientists to collate all this data and to look at it. We need people to face up to it and to deal with it. We have a huge, admitted, massive eugenics operation going on against us. I mean, they'll go into Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Pakistan. This is the last year. They'll give children the polio shot under UN funding, and they'll all get it and start dropping dead or becoming paralyzed or crippled. And it comes out in the news, and the BBC says, well, this will add fuel to the fire that locals think the government's poisoning them with these. And African nation after African nation after African nation, when they come through and shoot everybody up, and then everybody gets AIDS. And then you find out in government documents that they created the AIDS virus in a laboratory, put it in San Francisco and New York, in hepatitis vaccines at the city clinics with the trusting homosexual men coming in and getting it, who they knew had hundreds of sexual partners a month in some cases, hundreds on average a year, and that they would vector that. Just like a rat is the vector for the flea for the bubonic plague. Well, this is the vector. These poor people being killed, ladies and gentlemen. And it's an absolute documented fact in quadruplicate on top of quadruplicate. And then I was doing a search on this a few days ago, and I'd forgotten about 3 years ago. Remember Libya? One hospital, 400 plus children, or half the kids that had gone through, who'd all gotten a smallpox inoculation through a UN program. They all got virulent AIDS, just like in the African, other southern, sub-Saharan African nations. And then the World Health Organization put out a report saying, oh, it was bad sanitation at the hospital. Folks, AIDS dies out in the air in seconds. It's very, very weak. It takes the average person multiple exposures to get it. That's why it's associated with blood transfusions and anal sex. Because you'll get ounces of it, ounces of blood product into your body through a transfusion or through the unprotected anal sex because it's a perfect transmission zone. It's impossible for all these children to get it.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
I'm challenging every man, woman, and child listening to my voice to go research this for yourself. A, you've already heard hundreds of times, it's been on mainstream news, that, oh, they radiated children, oh, they radiated women, oh, they killed GIs with nerve gas, oh, our government hired thousands of Nazis and brought them over here, oh, they're killing black kids and others in New York in foster care and pesticide tests. But you know, just thousands and thousands of times. You know they've done that. You know they're killers. You know there's UN documents, biological diversity assessments, presidential decision directives, State Department Memorandum 200, official U.S. government policy, treaties with China, one-child policies, Australia announcing they want to do it, fine you every year if you have more than two children. They're doing it, okay? And then they call them those ignorant Africans. Oh, they just, it's no big deal that some of their countries have 45% levels of AIDS, that it's a really nasty form that kills you real fast. But then if you're Tommy Morrison or Magic Johnson, you can live 15 years with it and jog 5 miles a day and feel great. They have bioweapon strains of it in Africa. Now those strains have gotten into the U.S., and that's been here and there in the New York Times, other papers, but they shut it down. But it is a fact. The medical community knew by the mid-1980s that it was race-specific and that it just wipes blacks out. There's also other strains that tend to go after Asians. And now you've got North Africans, it's spreading all over North Africa, despite the fact that they've gone and done medical tests on these children and they haven't had sex. They haven't had blood transfusions. They get taken down to the hospital by the government school and they get their shot and the government gets IMF, World Bank, UN money, and then they die. But I spent about an hour last night just re-researching the Libya situation that I'd forgotten about, just one of many cases. And it's so amazing when you read the BBC reports and others, they go, well, they just said there was bad hygiene at the hospital. That's why half the kids that went through it in that year got it. And you know Libya, they're backwards and evil terrorists. They just tortured the nurses to get them to lie and say that they were paid to go inject this in people. Folks, those nurses probably weren't even involved. It's all compartmentalized. The feel-good AmeriCorps people that go out and do this all over the world, the feel-good UN-funded sponsored groups, they don't know. They think they're giving mother's milk to these babies, just like the doctors in your town pushing vaccines on you. I mean, you think they're coercive and lie here in the U.S. saying it's a law you've got to take vaccines when it isn't, and how they coerce and bully people to get on Medicare or Medicaid or get any government support or to go to school. Can you imagine what they do to Latin Americans? Can you imagine what they do to uneducated immigrants? Can you imagine what they do to these people in these little dirt-floored village communal homes? Can you imagine what they do in Central Asia? But I tell you what, those individuals who are literally in the Bronze Age in some cases, who literally don't ever come off their mountaintop, they know that everybody's healthy and they get the shots and people start dropping dead. But just go look at the, quote, accidents all over the globe. Type polio shot gives thousands polio into Google. Type smallpox shot gives thousands smallpox into Google. You'll have mainstream articles all over the world, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, the same thing happens here. The health services just keep it real quiet because they're told they are under the gun for liability. And this is the big issue. This is the big enchilada that we face. Driving into work this morning, I noticed 5 new billboards, by the time I started looking, up on Lamar and one of the side streets that say, give your baby every shot. Give your baby all their vaccines to make them healthy. And they're all up and down I-35, big, huge billboards. Just everywhere, endless lies, endless propaganda, because they know we're exposing them and we're fighting them. Listen, I'm not saying that if vaccines were produced properly and watched over and sampled and tested that they couldn't have some uses. The point is, we've got a bunch of murdering eugenicists sworn to kill us publicly who've done all these public tests where they've murdered people all over the globe and right here in the U.S. We have the troops dying from smallpox and anthrax shots in mass. We protested. They suspended that. Man, we're under military attack. There's no debating it. There's no denying it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
We have created a page on PrisonPlanet.com that details all 50 states' waiver forms. But that's a fraud as well, because it's a waiver for a law that doesn't exist. It's a waiver for a policy. They just come and intimidate you because the states and counties want federal money. And much of their federal grants and funds are tied to the inoculation rate. And they come to you and they push it. And they try to cram it down your throat. But we have a huge area on the site with how they poison people, how they kill people, all the folks that are dying from the vaccines, the autism levels. But we haven't even begun to collate and put together all the evidence of the bioweapons that they've been caught putting in vaccines for more than 60 years worldwide, or all the government documents where they call for it and say it's the perfect way to insert this into people's bodies. And now they're engaged in a massive full-court press across the world to set the precedent to actually forcibly inoculate us. And in 2002, they said, we're having a national smallpox program. We're ordering 14 million first responders, every doctor, every nurse, dental assistants, police, firemen, you name it, 14 million people to take the smallpox shot. There was no law. police chiefs, fire chiefs, medical doctors said no en masse. Tommy Thompson refused to take it. But a few thousand did, and a whole bunch of them died. Then it turned out that it was spreading smallpox. It was live smallpox. Lord knows what else was in it. And then it came out in the news, years after we told you about it, that they had recruited police and firemen and pastors in cities all over the country to prepare the people for mass roundups, mass arrests, people being forced door-to-door to get on buses. They were training police to drive buses all over the nation, to take them to the local sports stadiums to be forcibly inoculated. But the plan fell apart because their own enforcers wouldn't take the shots. We had police chiefs and fire chiefs and others on who said, yeah, I looked into it. There's no law I have to take this. We're just being told by the city we have to, but the police union says no. Good job, police. Use your brains. Use your brains. We're all in this together. I mean, you're told not to arrest illegal aliens. The borders are wide open, but you're out running checkpoints searching citizens' cars. Figure it out. You're out fighting the drug war. You're out busting into houses with crackheads shooting at you when the big central banks have been caught red-handed hundreds of times shipping the narcotics in and laundering the money. It's a joke. The bigger the war on drugs gets, the more drugs we have. Just get your head out of the sand like the general public. The general public needs to get their head out of the sand, too. In fact, I'm sitting here on air today. I'm so upset about this, I can hardly even continue the show. Because it's been hour after hour after hour. Hour after hour after hour after hour. Researching all of this. And to know it's a lie that you don't have to take the vaccines. It's a lie that you're supposed to take them. To know it's a lie that the government loves us and cares about us. They're psychopathic eugenicists. Run it all. It's publicly available. And how do I get all these nice families busy running around decorating their Christmas trees and busy going to the gym and busy going to cookouts and busy, you know, putting new drapes up at the house and just having fun lives and going to church? Their preachers won't tell them. Their preachers won't even tell them a war is a fraud. Their preachers won't even tell them both parties are owned, much less to make myself focus on this, to make myself look at this, to make myself deal with this. Sometimes, but more often now than it used to. It used to about once a month. Now it's almost every week when I'm doing the show. I just don't even want to do it now. I just don't even want to deal with this anymore. Because it's upsetting if you have empathy, if you care about others, if you realize that what affects others ends up affecting you. It's an instinctive, basic understanding to be upset about this stuff happening. And to know it's just going to go on and on and on and on. To know there are people out there who listen to this show, who email me, and who send me YouTube videos where they're making fun of what I'm talking about. This is not funny. The things that are happening, from 1 in 25,000 children to now 1 in 75 having autism, from 1 in 33 people having cancer to now 1 in 3 and growing. I think about a third of the people I know, and I'm talking 25, 30-year-olds, everybody's got cancer. Everybody I know either has a child or their brother or sister has a child who's got autism, and it's always the same. 18 months, got the third round of shots, had a convulsion, gone. In the corner, biting themselves, foaming at the mouth the rest of their life. A wonderful mind, a future. Someone who's going to have dreams and a family. Ruined by you murdering, lying scum! But even if you don't believe me about how deadly all this stuff is, you can at least verify there's no law to take it, and they're lying to you. Is it good when someone lies to you? Should you trust them when they lie to you, especially about something medical? And I get upset, too, because I don't like being associated with a lot of the Patriot movement. I don't like being associated with all the kooks and the people full of disinfo and the crazy people and the infighters. This work is too important. You know, just because the mainstream media lies, and just because they spin and abscond and engage in all these other tricks, doesn't mean the entire alternative media is telling you the truth either. And that's why I tell you, don't believe Alex Jones. I want you to go investigate the claims I make. I don't get up here and say I've got a $4,000 magic machine that'll cure any ailment you got. I don't get up here and say I've got, you know, and the sick part is I sit there and I turn all that stuff down, but then I still have to be associated with all the people that don't. That's another thing that's got me so mad. I really want to just take this desk in here and just ram it through the wall. I want to take this computer and just smash it. Just go to a song. I'm too mad to be on air. I'm not going to blow up. Get Renegades or get Everybody Knows or something we haven't played in a while. Because I may not even do the show. I may just go off air right now. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game, okay? I want people to consciously have it hit them like a bullet between the eyes, how sick and degraded and falling apart our society is. We're in major crisis, and they're killing people all around us, and they're running bio attacks and chemical attacks right here in the United States. We'll be back in a minute.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling that like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolate and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. How it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. And everybody knows that you live forever. When you've done a line or two. Everybody knows the deal is rotten. old black Joe still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows, and everybody knows that the plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the naked man and woman are just a shining artifact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through. From the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beach of Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming upon. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes.
Everybody knows that something's wrong. Everybody knows there's a threat. But everybody does not know the nature of it or just how serious it is. I try and I research and I work to understand the full scope of it, and I can't even grasp its dark majesty. I can't even fathom just how cold-blooded and powerful these people are. All I know is we're in the crosshairs. Every man, woman, and child, black, white, old, young, cop, auto mechanic, school teacher, FBI agent, government diplomat, CEO, stockbroker, lawyer. All I know is, man, these people are messing us up. They are attacking us. They are hurting us. They are, I mean, the stuff we know is so horrible and off the charts that it's a mountain. But imagine what we don't know. Imagine how much worse it is. Who knows what reality even is at this point? I know this, though. If we try to investigate, if we try to fight back, if we simply stand up and shake off the illusion that's the mainstream media and the culture and all of the garbage that's being pushed, and if we just get serious and start looking around us and start researching in every direction you can imagine, we can defeat these people, or we can just let them win. And they've stated what that is, a global tyrannical government. Everything you do, everything you buy, everything you sell, everything you think, everything you do, tracked, controlled, traced, poisoned, dumbed down, drugged out of your mind, implanted with cancer, the killing fields, all done in a concerted, ratcheted up effort. You have a choice, ladies and gentlemen. You know, that's one big thing the New World Order's got going for them, is the things they're doing are so off the charts, are so amazing, is so cold-blooded and well thought out, and so finely tuned that the average person just can't even imagine it. But it's institutions that have been doing this for hundreds of years, and they make mistakes, but they readjust, and they've had lots of failures, and lots of their info's leaked out. They're not perfect, but they got the high ground, they got finance, they control the currencies, they control the issuance of credit, and that's why they're so powerful. It's that inexorable, terrible strength. I mean, it's like trying to arm wrestle a 1,000-pound gorilla. We're strong, folks, but we just can't beat them. That is, we can't beat them if we just individually try to go out and face the whole thing down. But we can wake up others, and together we can surmount with God's help. And God is greater than this 1,000-pound gorilla. But our churches are almost completely sold out and in the New World Order's clutches. I mean, at a certain point, it's just amazing to watch them. I mean, how could you send vaccines into the third world or right into the U.S.? But see, hospitals don't want to pump the kids full of HIV here because their doctors and nurses and epidemiologists and virologists would find out. Here they have to do soft kill mercury and virus fragments and other things. And cancer viruses that activate later after a certain level of cell replication. Natural hormonal DNA strand breakage. But man, where they got control in the third world, they're in a deeper phase of extermination, and it's wall to wall.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the mark of the beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
You know, this song sounds good. Just fly away.
I wish that I could fly into the sky, so very high, just like a dragonfly. I fly above the trees, over the sea, and all the breeze, to anywhere I please.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, we can't fly away. Our society will degenerate and fall apart around us. Now we have to put our thoughts into actions. Yes, we have a beautiful planet, wonders all around us, but the wicked New World Order system has taught us to take all of that for granted. It has taught us to not love each other, to not care about each other. It's taught us to be immoral, one step at a time, to compromise ourselves until we're destroyed. But the good news is the people are waking up. They are rising up, though they can't even begin, the people I see just now waking up, to fathom, those of us that have been digging into this for a long time, just how deep the rabbit hole goes. So there's a lot of positive things happening, but every time I read hundreds of documents and news articles, how they're murdering little kids mainly all over the planet with these vaccines, and just a lying trash everywhere saying it's the law, it just, I can't help it. I'm a primitive person at a certain level, and I just get mad. And it just makes me sick with anger. Sick with anger and disgust. And I just start wanting to get my hands around these people's throats. And that's not how we're going to win this thing. We've got to wake the cattle up first, ladies and gentlemen, so we can defeat the New World Order. I mean, they have turned evil into an art form, a science. They have gone where no man's gone before. They've brought it to levels this globe has never before seen. There are new things under the sun. New manifestations that they've created. We're going to take your calls coming up the next hour. I got a bunch of other news I haven't even scratched the surface on yet. But before I end this hour, in the fight against the New World Order, information is the key. And I hope that a lot of you who haven't gotten Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement that covers the North American Union, the EU, what the globalists are setting up physically, what their ideology is, why they want a world government so they can have their way with us. Bottom line, you think stuff's bad now. This is all just a taste. This is all just the leading edge. This is all just a probe. This is all just a dalliance compared to the real deal. This is like a 1,000-pound meteor hitting the Earth when there's a million-ton one coming. As bad as you think this stuff is, this is nothing compared to the dark dreams of these people. So go to Infowars.com and get in game today and make copies of it. Get out to everybody you know. Infowars.com. By the way, the Bilderberg Group has been out of stock. It's now in stock and now shipping out. And we've got a couple hundred extra copies. Get your order in for the Bilderberg Group book that's been out of stock. It's still out of stock everywhere. We're the first to get it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.